720 WGN Newsroom Temperature Check brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, so I kind of stole this from WGN TV this morning because I was so, I thought it was so funny. In Mexico City, have you guys seen this? In honor of Pride Month, they have a 200 meter race, and which is over like 200 yards, but it's a race where participants have to wear 4-inch high heels to be in the race. They pay $11 to be in the race, and it all goes to a nonprofit supporting AIDS research. But this year it was won by a 30-year-old man who is an architect, local architect, and he won. And it's just so funny, the video, and these guys, and it's men and women. You would think a woman would win this race because, you know, they're used to wearing high heels. And this guy said he's never worn high heels, and he won. And it's just funny. They do it every year, I guess. And this is the third year they've done it. So you got to watch the video if you have a chance. But they're all running these high heels. Have you ever run in high heels, Steve?
No.
Every day through the newsroom.
No.
You should see them.
I'm trying to think of something to say, but I have nothing.
Yeah,
I went to an Oktoberfest last year, and there was a beer and brat dash, and one dude did it in 4-inch stilettos while everyone else had. And the whole idea was to not spill your beer.
Oh.
And he killed it. He killed it.
Wow.
I can't do it.
I don't even
wear them anymore.
That's what we have to deal with on the dance floor of weddings, you know, because everybody holds their drinks now when you're on the dance floor. You guys notice that?
Well, no.
Because you don't want to put your drink down because somebody could put a Mickey in
exactly.
It.
And it's like, seriously? So instead you spill beer all over the floor and then somebody falls in their butt. So it's like, what's the difference?
Apparently Mary has experience in that.
Really?
I did not fall. I did not. But, you know, then everybody takes their shoes off and they get all full of
what's
beer.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, you know, are you? Now I'm going to say Lisa. No, Kevin, no. Lisa, probably not. Mary, I think so. Mary, are you in a book club?
I have been,
Lisa?
But I'm not right now.
No, I like choosing my own titles.
And they have fun.
Kevin, you're not in a book club, right?
I'm in a book club, yes.
Are you?
Once a week.
I've never. You are not.
Yeah, we are.
I've never.
I was going to invite you, but
a couples book club.
Their group knocked down that idea.
What's the book you're reading?
It sounds like it's
like fun.
Exclusive private clubs.
Is it like nonfiction?
It's an exclusive and private.
So
you wouldn't know about it.
The idea of sitting around and talking with people about a book I've read just is not appealing to me.
Is that your story?
Yeah, I just was curious about you guys. No. So in 2012, so we're coming up on 12 years ago, these two women, Guinevere Delamere and Laura Gulhinch, started something called the Silent Book Club. And it's taking off. There are like 300 active clubs now. 460 new chapters and counting have been started just this year alone. It's a silent book club where you go to someone's house or some meeting place and you sit together and you bring your own book.
Oh, come on.
Sounds like it's right up Steve's alley.
And you just sit there and read quietly.
Can you have a glass of wine while you
do
that?
You can do whatever you want. You just don't talk to people. You don't have to ask them what they think of their plot analysis.
Are you reading the same book?
No, you read whatever book you want. And it's a book club because you're having society. You're all together. You're doing something you love. You're just not trying to impress people by saying onomatopoeia and stuff like that.
But you're not being social, though.
Well, you're being social. You're sitting next to each other. The Silent Book Club receives about 20 requests per week to form new clubs. Wow. Just have friends. You come over. There's no pressure about talking. You're not comparing your kids. You're not hearing stories about, you know, college admissions. Or
what happens if you don't have to be friendly?
And what happens if you do speak? Do you get, like, punished or something?
You're exercised. You're out of the group. No, you can speak, say whatever you want, but you cannot mention the book. No, I'm making that up.
I think you're making this whole thing up.
I am not.
Sounds made up, Steve.
The Silent Book Club. Google it. Google
Especially
it.
Especially those names.
Well, it's just their names.
Sounded
What's
fake.
Your story, Kevin?
Do you guys call it cornhole or bags?
Bags.
Bags.
It's bags. But the American Cornhole League had an event over the weekend. The Bears.
Was it a renaming event?
Yeah, they should.
It was Silent.
American Bags League. Bears had a win over the Packers over the weekend. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, it was a celebrity cornhole/bags tournament. And Braxton Jones, Bears left tackle and cornerback Tyreek Stevenson, took down Packers running back A.J. Dillon and cornerback Carrington Valentine in the tournament. So a big win for the Bears over the Packers this weekend.
So we finally found something we can beat the Packers in.
Correct, which is bags.
Were the bags like Bears-Packers bags?
I think they were just normal bags.
What kind of boards do you have? I've got the Cubs. Yeah. I've got Wrigley.
I had a Cubs one. I think we got rid of it.
None of you should
at this point.
Play?
I'm not keeping them in my apartment. We had some. They were just plain white ones in my parents' house.
So anyway, you just go to someone's apartment.
And read a book.
And you sit there and you read a book. And then when you're done, if you finish early, you can just go.
Why don't you just stay home in the first place if you're not going to talk or anything?
It wouldn't be like a club. You're in a club. In a silent book club.
You're not a club person. We know it, Steve.
I would join this one.
That's just plain.
Food was good.
Just plain dumb.
Hey, coming up, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.